This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. When you hear the words global tourism, you probably don't think Pakistan. But that country has been trying very hard the last few years to attract foreigners, especially mountaineers ambitious enough to try climbing some of the highest peaks in the world. They now have an even bigger problem in Pakistan. This past weekend, Islamic militants killed 10 foreign climbers and their Pakistani guide. Joining us to talk about how this will affect tourism in the region is Elizabeth Becker. She's the author of a recent book on global tourism. Ms. Becker, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here.
What can you tell us about this area of Pakistan? What's it like and who travels there?
This is not the average tourist destination, obviously. This is for what are called adventure tourists, mountaineers. This is for a very, very small number of people.
What do you think the effect will be on Pakistan's tourist economy?
Well, it's a pretty feeble economy right now after more than a decade of conflict, but the tourism industry in Pakistan was on the way up. It did not need this. It's going to hurt it. This incident will just put a big glaring spotlight on one of the few areas that were working for Pakistan's tourism economy. I mean, there's not much left, but this does not come at a good time at all.
And your point is Pakistan's tourist economy was pretty feeble in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
And but nonetheless, I mean, they rightfully, I mean, give everyone credit. There's been an immediate and strong reaction. They're going to try to catch the culprits. They are going to try to bring in security measures. But it's just, this is not an isolated instance. Remember back not so long ago when foreign tourists were being kidnapped by Somali pirates in eastern Africa?
Right.
Those Somali pirates, what was the easiest target for them? It was tourists. This is a very gruesome example of a larger problem. When tourism becomes a $6.4 trillion global industry, tourists have a different role in the world than they used to have.
Would you travel to Pakistan now?
I have to say that I'm very partial to India, but I would still go to India to do a trek in the Himalayas. Yes, I would.
Elizabeth Becker. She's the author of Overbooked, The Exploding Business of Travel and Tourism. Ms. Becker, thanks a lot.
Thank you.